Hello.
If that blew out your eardrums, I'm sorry. Welcome to the newest episode of TorCast. Brought to you by American Classic Bar and Grill. American Classic Bar and Grill, located in the Gateway Plaza near the Martin's Gas Pumps, off of Route 7. Get in there on your Sundays. Get your 60-cent jumbo wings. Come out throughout the week. Get your sliders for $5.49. You can choose between cheeseburger, hamburger, steak and cheese, pulled pork, delicioso, number one. Make sure you check them out. You like that?
Delicioso.
Yeah. Make sure you get in there. NASCAR's starting up soon. I know you guys like NASCAR at home. I don't know. You can watch it there on Sunday since there's no more football. American Classic Bar and Grill. Good friends, good food, good time. Thanks for sponsoring. Let's get into it, guys. I'm starting today. First segment is mine.
Uh-oh.
For the first time, I think.
I thought you started first week.
Did I? I don't think so, because I do the edits, and I don't feel like I started the first time. I think you did.
Oh.
Anyway, my topic this week, animated movies. I went and saw Lego Batman.
Was it good?
It's fucking great.
I want to see it so bad.
It's really good.
She didn't want to go see it.
Why? She'll like it. It's a kid's movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which is okay. Stop doing that. You're freaking me out. Anthony is sticking his tongue out like as much as he can. It's weirding me out. I went and saw Lego Batman. It was weird because I took a friend and me and her in the whole theater were the only people in there that didn't have a child with us, which is very weird.
Pedophile.
What's that?
Pedophile.
It seemed like we were just like big old losers.
Well,
and it was even worse because I forgot I was seeing it that day and I was wearing a Batman shirt. So I was like, oh, fuck. I seem like just the biggest loser in the world.
A big fanboy.
Yeah, like I'm just an idiot.
I thought you were like 15.
Probably. I look mostly like this when walking in there. It was good. The jokes are there for the adults and the kids. It's fair. There's a dick joke in it, which I think is great.
Yeah. Time out. Lego people made a dick joke?
Yep. You have to see it. You have to see it. There's a lot of references to other Batman movies and comics, and everything about it is fucking great. It's a little heavy-fisted at times, because, I mean, it's a kid's movie, so there's usually a moral. There's usually a lesson in there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a little too on the nose, but if you pay attention to Batman lore and kind of, like, get the dynamic of the characters, it makes sense. So it didn't ruin the movie experience for me at all. So I totally recommend it. Person I went with did not like it because it was heavy fisted, too on the nose. But that's neither here nor there. I don't care about her opinion because it was fucking great.
He went on a date.
It was not a date.
Well, that's cute.
I was about to go by myself, but then she was like, well, I'll go with you. I was like, all right, you don't have to, but I'm going to go.
That's cute.
What time did you see this movie?
6:15 on Monday. Mm. So, I enjoyed it, and it got me thinking, is it weird that I'm here? Is it weird that I'm seeing this movie in theaters?
Oh, I thought it's surrounded.
Surrounded by children?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
We went and seen Secret Life of Pets.
You went and saw Secret Life of Pets.
Sure.
And how many kids were in that movie theater?
A lot.
What, you two together?
Mm-mm. I didn't go.
Who was the four then? It wasn't just two of us.
Well, now you're your friends confused. But it's not. So it's not weird for. And I'm 26. We're all around the same age.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not weird if I show up at a kid's movie.
Nope. Amber and I went to Finding Dory.
That is true. He went and saw Finding Dory together.
There were a fuck ton of kids in that one.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. But it's like, did you feel weird at all walking into the theater?
Nope.
Seeing all the children?
No regrets.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was a little jarring. Because I don't think I've been to it. Because I've seen like Toy Story in theaters.
Well, yeah.
I went and saw. I was there for Secret Life of Pets with you.
Oh, okay.
It was me.
My bad.
I had just remembered.
There's a lot of kids in that movie.
I didn't think it was that. Because when I went and saw Lego Batman, it sounded like a kid's movie. Because of all of the kids talking through the fucking movie. All of the, like, yeah, Batman, all that shit. Secret Life of Pets did not feel like that. I was like, I'm surrounded by children. I feel like I'm at Chuck E. Cheese. This is all kids.
I don't care. Finding Dory was good.
Okay. I just it felt weird to me. Not that it's it would have been weird if I did go by myself. Now that I'm, you know, looking back on it. Let me ask you that question.
By yourself, maybe.
Is it weird to go to a movie by yourself?
In general.
My father-in-law does it.
I was about to do it. I didn't think it was that weird.
In general, I don't like going to a movie by myself. I've never done it.
You don't have to like it.
I'm just saying.
But is it weird?
Yeah.
I've never done it personally.
To me.
Never done
it
either.
But I'm not against it. I'm saying if you want to go see a movie, go see a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Typically, I watch most of my movies by myself.
But if you go to a kid's movie by yourself?
That's weird, right?
Yes.
It wouldn't be weird if you were a female.
No. That's true.
It's more weird for males than females.
A little stigma there.
Because now everybody in the theater is like, this dude's in here with no kids, no
girl.
He's
coming to fuck my daughter.
Or son.
Or son.
Not that there aren't female child molesters.
Right, but...
But you don't hear... You don't,
stereotypical, it's a man.
Right. So, and that brought me into the next question. I'm like, well, this is... I was talking to a friend about the movie. He was like, well, this is like one of my favorite anime movies I've seen ever. It's probably even better than the Toy Story movies. And I was like, that's a little far.
Whoa, that's steep.
That's a little far. I was like, that is a huge statement. Because Toy Story is one of the greatest of all time. It got me thinking... What are some of the best animated movies? What are some of your favorites? I was able to come up with a few.
Toy Story?
I really enjoy Lego Batman. That'll be in my list somewhere, probably in the top 10. Toy Story 1 and 3, fucking fantastic.
2 was slow.
2 was a little slow. 1 and 3, probably up there among the best for me. I'm sure the ice is coming across. You can't even
matter.
Just chewing. Shane usually chews on loud ass stuff, but you're over here chewing on ice cubes.
I'm chewing slow.
Your Toy Story 2.
I'm thirsty. I have nothing. And ice.
Get
is
some
helping.
Fucking water.
Oh, there's root beer in there. It tastes funny.
Okay. Nightmare for Christmas.
Never seen it.
Shane.
I have it. I've never watched.
That was like
Nightmare
the basis of my childhood.
You can have it. I fucking own it.
Yeah, same. And that brought up another point was that's stop motion. Does that count as animation?
That's like claymation.
Right. Does it count as animation? Yes. I mean, there are effects in it.
Yeah. Mm. Well.
But also at the same time, Lego movies does. Like that. It's mostly Legos.
Mm-hmm.
Does that count?
Mm-mm.
I think it counts. Because there's also animation in it. It's not all Legos.
I think it does.
I think it counts. So fuck you, Shane. You don't get an opinion until it's your turn.
Nightmare Before Christmas is good.
Yeah.
It's good
I don't get an opinion until my turn.
Yep.
I like any of those Tim Burton animation movies.
They're not all good. Frankenweenie's not good.
You don't like Frankenweenie?
No.
Oh, you suck. Frankenweenie was good.
I like Corpse Bride. It's not like great or anything.
Coraline was a little off.
Coraline's cool.
It's cool, but it was a little off.
A little weird. Shane's just like, I don't know what any of these movies are. We'll get to you in a second.
That's okay. I'm here.
I look like you're thinking.
Yeah, there's I thought there was one more besides Frankenweenie.
I think there is another one. I don't know what it is, though.
No, maybe not.
But out of those,
I'm thinking of is Frankenweenie.
Nightmare Before Christmas is the best one. I think Coraline is second, and then Corpse Bride's third. I don't give a shit about the rest of them.
Yeah, Coraline and Corpse Bride were good, though, too. But Coraline was weird.
Yeah, but when you talk about anime and movies, you got to go back to the beginning.
Where are you starting?
Lion King.
Why is Lion King the beginning?
Well, I mean...
You don't go back to the beginning. The first animated movie with color was fucking Snow White.
1938.
I believe.
First one was Steamboat Willie. That had Mickey in it.
What about Timmy
There's
the
no
Tooth?
Color that. Timmy the Tooth.
I'm just saying...
What are you talking about? Well, now you're getting off track. Now you're just naming stuff. Shane, where are you going with this?
But, like, for us, it would have to go... It goes all the way back to 93?
Shit. Nightmare Before Christmas came out like 91. So, for me, my beginning was not fucking Lion King.
Mine was.
I like Lion King.
Lion King and Aladdin are still my two favorite.
Aladdin.
I
Interesting.
Love Aladdin.
Is it because I sing Arabian Nights all the time?
Arabian Nights.
is it because I sing all the time?
No. It's just always been my favorite.
We're naming a lot of Disney movies.
Pixar came around with Monsters, Inc. and
Toy
Story.
That's another Disney house, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
It didn't start.
Yeah. Disney
property. Just real quick, because we'll come back to Disney. Outside of Disney, Batman, the Mask of Phantasm. Fucking great.
Yeah, Cartoon Network had some good cartoons back
then. But that was in theaters, too. It's fucking awesome.
But the Batman animated series, probably my favorite cartoon.
Probably. Probably the best.
I'd say.
Probably the best.
Because it had everything. It was Batman.
Nick guy. Nickelodeon.
I watched a lot of Nickelodeon. I watched more Nickelodeon than I watched Cartoon Network.
A ton of Nickelodeon.
But it had that dark, eerie. Really, it's like, this is a kid's show?
It's different.
Yeah, it might be the best anime series ever.
Right. And then it's the life of it. It's extended by the video games because they're written and acted out by the same people. So it's like,
oh, so you hear the voices, it's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, eventually they got a mature rating on those things. And they're fucking sweet. Back to Disney. Like you said, Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. is one of my favorite. What's your favorite Pixar movie? What's the best Pixar movie? Because those are two different questions. I think the best Pixar movie is Toy Story.
Toy Story, probably.
Yeah. I like Cars, too. First one.
Okay, I was about to say, Cars 2 was shit.
3 looks pretty good.
3 looks interesting.
It's got a little bit of a dark.
It's all about millennials.
I like Wall-E.
I've never seen Wall-E.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard Wall-E was dumb.
I like Wall-E.
I'm waiting for, and I this is someone else's joke. I can't remember who. I haven't seen Up. Wall-E,
loves Up.
Wall-E 2 is about all of the people who didn't buy the Cars 2 toys, and he just cleans up the toys that weren't bought. Because the Cars 2 was such a flop.
Up is sad.
Well, they're all sad at times. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about them. They hit you in the heart, and they're like, well, don't worry. This is how life is. It's going to get better from here. Trust me.
Zootopia.
I haven't seen Zootopia yet.
It's good.
Yeah, did you finally watch it?
It's on Netflix. I wouldn't have seen
it
in theaters.
Oh, really? Did you see it finally?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's very...
I'll add it to my key.
Because when it came out was when... Well, we still have all the racial stuff going. It's like,
and this is that's the undertone of the movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Social classes. Oh, well, you can't... Because it's about a bunny who wants to go to the main city and be a cop. Well, right. They're carrot farmers.
Sure.
Stereotypical. Well, you can't do that. You have to stay here and do what we do. You can't go up there.
Okay.
So saying, you know, you can't advance classes. You can't better yourself.
Okay. That sounds neat. I like it when they do stuff like that. Because Pixar's got a lot of those messages that are just hidden in movies. Or even when they're on the nose, it's like, well, they're doing a fucking good job of explaining it to you.
Well, Secret Life of Pets, you had the two dogs, like brothers, didn't get along and wanted one to go away. And then in the end, it's like, oh, no, I like you.
Well, I mean, at the same time, you also had the gang of like the other pets. So, I mean, tough crowds out there.
Yeah.
And that life is always not sugarcoated.
Nope.
Man. So you said Aladdin and Lion King.
See, I like the older stuff.
That's fine. You can like the older stuff. I mean, they're not necessarily old. They're only like 20 years old at this point, but
25.
I think Cinderella came out in 1950.
Snow White came out in the 30s.
Right. I mean, those are old.
Do you think they'll make... So, Beauty and Beast live action comes out next month.
Yes.
Do you think they'll go through and make them all?
They already did a Cinderella one.
True.
Like, they just did it.
I guess Beauty and Beast, last one.
They
haven't done a true Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. They've done Snow White and the Huntsman.
Which is a different story.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, Anthony, what ranks up there for you, animation-wise?
Toy Story.
Okay.
I love Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo's great.
I got so burned out of that in high school.
Really?
Oh my God, watched it so.
Because every teacher would be like, well, we're just going to watch Finding Nemo today.
Yeah, love that movie. Pretty much. And it's like, damn it, I've seen this movie 100 times.
Mine in high school was Ratatouille.
I've never seen Ratatouille.
I've never seen it fully. Too.
I really like Patton Oswalt, so I need to see it.
And Big Hero 6? A lot of Ratatouille in high school. But Ratatouille is
good.
I love that movie.
Now, these are all recommendations, so if you haven't seen these movies, you
should. Yeah, probably like top favorite is got to be Toy Story.
Without a dragon. How to Train a Dragon. I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
They're both good.
Yeah, they're both good.
They're both very good.
Hotel Transylvania 1 and 2, both good.
Shane, you should watch the movies I bought you. Shrek 1 and 2.
I've seen all the Shreks.
You need to open your fucking movies.
It's still there.
That was just one that was like, that was just a movie that was there. I didn't
Shrek?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care for Shrek at all.
Yeah,
and I didn't when I was a kid.
I like it, but I didn't.
I didn't give a fuck about Shrek. It was there.
Donkey was funny, so was Puss in Boots.
I don't think so. I don't see it.
Fuck you.
All I could ever hear was Eddie Murphy. I'm like, that's not a donkey.
Well,
that's Eddie Murphy. No, it just got me thinking, seeing like a Batman. I was like, what? I mean, this is a fucking great movie. But it's a kid's movie. And at this point, you'd thinking like, well, I'm an adult. I've matured. Should this be this good to me? Probably not.
Yeah.
But it is.
Yeah.
It really fucking is.
I'm about to go see a movie next month that's from our childhood.
Power Rangers?
Yeah.
But it's a little updated for people our age.
Because I love anime.
Yeah, but it's
movies.
Still based off of stuff from when we were 5.
Well, it's based on stuff they're still making now, even.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, it's not animation. It's live action. It's like seeing Transformers.
They should have stopped after the first three.
They shouldn't have made the first one. They just shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, but the amount of money Transformers made.
Well, that's the thing. That's why they keep making these movies.
Have you ever looked because I mean, working with older people is that they talk about when Transformers came to the U.S. in 84.
Right.
And it was just amazing. Because a lot of people I work with, they were kids then. They weren't...
Right. Well, Transformers was originally made because they wanted to make a TV show that could sell toys. Mm-hmm. And that's why they made Transformers. And it just fucking took off. So it didn't matter.
Transformers and G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm. They were like, well, we need... The money's made in stores at that point. So well, like, yeah. Right, we'll do that.
They didn't have the technology to really do the movies like they do now.
Right. And it got super popular. Now they just print money, but they don't make good movies.
No, but it's still... It's like Man of Steel made $200 million and it really wasn't a good movie.
Batman vs. Superman. Almost... I think they cleared $1 billion. And that movie was shit. Suicide Squad did like $900 million and that movie was shit. Yeah. I'll defend both of those movies.
Yeah, but DC's behind the eight ball.
We know. I know. But that, I mean, and that's another problem with, and now we're just talking movies. That's the problem with DC is like when Marvel sold to Disney, they weren't making anything good.
No, DC had a deal in place to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan Lee and one of his people ponied up enough money.
Remind me when we're done with this to tell you something about Stan Lee.
And to keep it out of DC's hands. He goes, I don't care who has it. I just don't want them to have it.
Well, yeah, and that's been that rivalry forever. But, like, and then when I said that, like, that when Disney bought Marvel, they weren't doing anything good. That's not completely true. But they're doing better now.
But at the time, their characters that made money were owned by someone else.
Right.
Spider-Man was owned by Sony. The X-Men are still owned by Fox. 20th Century Fox. Yeah.
And the problem, and that's what I'm getting to. The problem is, like, since those movies are still making money, because the X-Men movies aren't particularly good. There's maybe, like, two or three that are worth watching.
One wasn't bad.
The first one's not bad. Days of Future Past.
The new trilogy is way better than the original trilogy.
Yeah, and that's what the Wolverine standalone movies, they're not good.
No, they're not.
Hopefully Logan's better. I think it is.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. That comes out next month too.
I'm super excited. But like since if they're still making money over on Fox, over like DC is still making money, they're not gonna sell just because their movies are bad.
They're like,
we're making $1 billion on something people don't like. We're just gonna keep doing it. The problem is,
and it was shown with Batman vs. Superman. The diehards went week one.
Okay.
It had the biggest drop off from week one to week two in movie history.
Doesn't matter though, because they got their money up front. It doesn't matter.
I don't care how bad they are. I'm still gonna go see them.
Sure.
I'm gonna go see Justice League in November.
I mean, I was frantically trying to get to a theater or find time to see Lego Batman. It's got Batman in it. I'm fucking seeing it. And all this Batman controversy with the next movie is really bumming me out.
Supposedly, he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Well, yeah, now because it's bumming him out because of the whole thing. And now Mel Gibson might direct the next Suicide Squad movie. And I'm like, where the fuck is this guy? How can things just keep kicking me in the balls? Because Justice League, while the trailers look okay, I don't know if it looks good. I can't make an opinion on it.
My biggest problem is...
Because there's no Green Lantern. I fucking know.
No. You're doing a just... Marvel gave you the blueprint.
Okay.
How to make these movies successful.
Well, they don't want to spend the time. Also, you probably don't get the same kind of reaction out of a Flash movie, out of a cyborg movie. No one cares.
Nobody thought you'd get that kind of reaction of a Thor movie.
That's not... Thor's a bigger hero than those two.
But the problem with the Flash is, and where Marvel connects to their TV shows, where Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. wraps into all the movies.
Right.
DC basically said, no, these don't exist.
Okay.
You already have a fan base from a 3-season show that gets killer ratings.
Right. I wouldn't say the killer ratings.
They're pretty good.
Okay.
Transfer it. I'm saying Cyborg, you could have slowly done it. You don't have to do a single movie for all of them.
Okay.
But you should have. You don't need to do one for Batman. You didn't need to do one for Superman. You're doing one for Wonder Woman. And then you could have did a Aquaman, Flash, and then threw out your big one. Just to set it now, it's like, Cyborg shouldn't be in the fucking Justice League. He's in it because of the Teen Titans show.
Well, he got super popular because of Teen Titans.
Right.
I mean, in my Justice League was always Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman,
Flash,
Aquaman, Green Lantern, and Aquaman. Also, Hot Girl.
Is she an original member?
She's in the... Well, I grew up with the animated Justice League, and she's in that one.
See, I can remember Super Friends. And the original was Batman.
Put the fucking Wonder Twins in there if you want.
Well, the originals on Super Friends was Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern, and Aquaman.
You had the twins too. The Power Ring twins.
They're doing a Teen Titan movie too.
It's an animated movie.
I thought it was live action.
Well, they're doing an animated one. I don't know if they're doing a live action one. That I don't know
specifically. Cyborg shouldn't be in the Justice League.
I think Cyborg's
not to kick off the Justice League.
He's a fun character. I think they're doing. I know they're not doing it the Marvel way, but I think they're doing it a fine way with the Batman vs Superman stuff. Introduce those characters to each other, and then get.
Well, yeah, but they still before they did a Justice League, they should have. When they put out Captain America, and Thor, they built to the climax of the Justice League.
Okay.
So now you're just saying. Well, yeah, sorry. Now it's just okay. Superman is air quotes dead. Well, now this dude told Lex Luthor he's coming. Now we have to beat our big. They're throwing their biggest. Well, I guess he's not the villain in this one, but it's Darkseid. It's like they've built for 7 years to get to Marvel's big one.
Right. Well, I mean, you can argue that Darkseid's not the that's not the worst one. I don't think Darkseid's going to be prevalent in this movie.
No, it's going to be
Steppenwolf, which is his uncle, which gets Darkseid in the picture. But then even after Darkseid, you still have Brainiac.
You still have
Lex Luthor making a return somewhere in there, I'm sure. You probably introduce the Joker somewhere again.
I just think it's so... I don't think it... My expectations are very low because it's been rushed.
The Legion of Doom. Bring those fuckers in. Get Solomon Grundy in there. Fuck it. He doesn't wear pants.
Being a DC fan, that's eventually what I want to see. The Justice League versus the Legion of Doom.
Oh, come on. That's so campy. Legion of Doom.
What is wrong with the Legion of Doom?
You're trying... I mean, that's what I'm afraid of with the Infinity Wars. I mean, not because, like, Marvel's making it, but like there's so many people in it that I think people are going to get overshadowed.
There's 65 characters.
That's too much to me. I like things in a vacuum where it doesn't need to be huge.
And Marvel's done a great job.
Yeah, they have. But now we're at the point where like, well, everyone's part of the story now. But they have also
built, through the cartoons and everything, built Thanos as an unstoppable force. And I don't think when you get part one, you're only going to get a small portion. And you're going to get more in part two, but... I don't think they'll all ever be together because I think there's going to be events in part one where certain characters die to bring the other characters
or their story's just done from that point.
I don't think you're going to get every Avenger with the Guardians and with all these other... I don't think you're going to get them all.
I bet you get at least one scene with them all.
Well, if you're paying that much money for all, you have to put them all. Yeah. I mean, people want to see the interaction between Stark and Star-Lord and Drax and Thor or Hulk.
Doesn't that come out soon, too?
No, that's next... Guardians or... Yeah,
Guardians.
May.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pumped for that one, too.
Any other... I mean, we got kind of distracted from animated stuff. Any other... No, that's fine. That's... I mean, we're talking favorite animated movies and this kind of... I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand. They're live action, but again, there's CGI and anything now. Any final words,
Anthony? They're based off of cartoons and comic books.
No, it got comic booky there, so...
Yeah, you're like, okay, you guys got it.
He just goes with us and sees.
When are you getting your comic book tattoo?
Yeah, I guess each of us have one. Yeah. Me and you have one. Mine's a little bigger.
Yeah, I'm hopefully getting another one soon. Another one. Anything else? You should check out those movies we mentioned.
Yes,
please. And listen to how right we are about upcoming movies.
Yep.
So again, go see Lego Batman.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking great.
I want to see it.
That movie had just about every character from Batman's gallery in it. Along with other WB properties. So it's very worth seeing. Amber will like it. Even though she doesn't want to see it, she'll like it. Because it was fun.
You tell her that.
I will. I'll absolutely tell her that. All right. That's segment one, everybody. We'll be right. I mean, we'll be back probably tomorrow when you're listening to this.
Welcome back.
Anthony, it is your time to shine.
Shining.
What segment do you have for us today?
Segment number two. Video games.
Ooh. Give it to me.
What is your favorite?
Okay.
Of all time.
Okay.
And favorite console.
Favorite game of all time and favorite console.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd like you to start.
Like me to start.
Well, it's your segment, so I imagine you were going to go through this first.
I know. I figured.
Okay.
I was thinking about it hard this morning.
Like, fucking what
favorite
is it?
Favorite games, because I played them a lot.
Okay.
Or the Donkey Kong series on the Super Nintendo.
You're talking Donkey Kong Country?
Yes.
Okay.
The Donkey Kong Country series on the Super Nintendo. Favorite games.
Hell yeah. They're great.
I like those.
Made by Rare.
Favorite console? That's a tough one.
I thought you were going to have this figured out.
Well, I mean, I did.
Be in your segment.
I did.
Do you want to come back to consoles? We do consoles separately?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to start with Donkey Kong.
Yes.
What else cracks the list for you?
Probably my favorite game, because I used to play literally all the time.
Okay.
Kirby. Why?
Okay, Kirby.
Cracks the list.
Also Super Nintendo Kirby or Nintendo Kirby?
Nintendo Kirby.
Okay.
Original Kirby. and we'll just say GoldenEye on the 64.
That game sucks.
I like it.
I like it. It wasn't looking at it now. That wasn't good. Horrible.
Yeah. But I used to play the shit out of it.
Fucking Golden Gun.
Okay, no, that's good. Any reason why those are your favorites? Anything that stands out to you?
I played them a lot than any others.
Okay. Anything newer that you're playing that you can consider a favorite?
Playing right now?
Well, I mean, not specifically that you're playing. Yeah, something that you've played recently that you would put along that list.
Far Cry 4.
Hell yeah.
Both Tomb Raiders.
Okay.
Probably. I mean, that's not really it, but... both for now.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I mean, if any particular reason why these are your favorite games?
They were just good.
Okay.
GTA 5.
Okay, GTA 5 is great.
Storylines.
Well, yeah.
Storylines in a game is what gets me.
Vice City.
If it has a good storyline, then I'm in.
So what's the most important aspect of a game to you then? Is it story? Is it gameplay? Or is it how it looks?
How it looks and story.
Really?
Yeah. If it's fun, I don't give a shit how it looks. If the story's good and I like it...
Well, I mean, because newer games are going to look good. Like, they all look good now. Well,
Minecraft's pretty new.
Yeah, but, I mean, it still looks good. It might be 8-bit, like, but I mean, still looks good.
They look like shit.
But still fun.
Story, though, is a big importance for me.
Okay.
Because I always like to play, like, the campaigns and, like, the single-player storyline.
Which is important. I mean, you got to
have... If it's got a shit story, then, like, I just don't feel as invested.
Hey, totally fair. Totally fair. I'm the complete opposite of you, though.
Story was on point.
That's pretty good. That game all around is really good.
Both Tomb Raiders, the story was on point.
Yeah.
The second one kind of lacked a hair, but it was still there.
It drags on a little bit,
too. Yeah.
Shane, would you like to go next? Okay, then we'll bounce around. We'll have a discussion around the table once we hear.
Favorite game?
Games, or...
Well, Crash Bandicoot.
Sure. Oh, which, by the way, has a release date for
yeah, but it's only on one console.
Yeah, you fucks.
Potentially. Potentially. They have never made a mention that it's exclusive to PlayStation.
It's always been exclusive to PlayStation, though.
Here's the thing.
I guess Xbox wasn't around when Crash Bandicoot was released. I played a lot of
PS1 games. That is true. Well, yeah. Now, there's two caveats to this, or reasonings to this. They haven't said this is... I mean, because Activision's publishing the game.
Right.
But they're partnering with Sony. Well, yeah. That makes you think it's an exclusive game. Also, Sony owns the rights to those first three games, so mm-hmm. it might only be a Sony game. However, they haven't said that it's exclusive. Usually, they make that a big deal. There's no picture of it on the box. There's no, you know, an outlying thing that's like, oh, it's only on PlayStation. It could be a 6 to 12 month deal with PlayStation first. It might stay on Xbox. I doubt it.
Yeah, but Crash Bandicoot's always
I will own this game on June 30th, and you can come over and play it if you want. Because I have a PlayStation.
Yeah, fuck you.
That's the only way we're going to get to play, because neither of us are buying a goddamn PlayStation.
I don't know if the TV works out. I might. I like Modern Warfare. Of all the Call of Duties, I like... Modern Warfare was probably my favorite.
Okay.
I like the side games. Makes it more fun.
The side games.
Like the local games you beat. Like we.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Sticks and Stones. Okay. Those games. Those were fun.
We used to hawk the shit out of each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a good
game. You used to hawk the shit out of us. I don't know if we did.
Yeah. wasn't me. Sorry. We all know I'm horrible at those. I don't know. I like games that we all play together.
So you're more inclined to play multiplayer games then? Because we're playing them?
I don't have the time to sit down and go through a whole story.
Understandable. Yeah.
So if I could just hop online, play for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and have fun, I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
That's why I think I like the Call of Duties more, because, yeah, they have their little campaigns, but they're basically online games now.
Well, that's a selling point, at least.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be ignored. The campaigns are still good in those games.
I like sports games, absolutely. Too.
Well, okay. Yeah.
That's just me.
Anything else?
Oh, or we're just doing games first, right?
Yeah, I mean, just name out some games that you fucking love, and I'm gonna grill you.
I like the WWE games.
Hey, that's fair.
I think they've gotten a lot better. I think they are better than they were.
There are some bad ones.
Well, every franchise has bad ones. Even some Madden games are bad.
Nope, all the Batman games are good.
The other caveat to having a PlayStation would be MLB The Show. Sure. I hate the fact I can't fucking play a baseball game on my Xbox.
Got Griffey on the cover.
Yeah. It makes me so mad.
I used to love the show. It was probably like my favorite baseball game. I played it on my PSP all the time.
I can't believe I even owned a PSP.
Yeah.
I know, right? Fucking mad. When we moved, I was like, because I think I texted you about it. Mm-hmm. See if can I trade this in?
Nope.
No.
Nope, there's no money in that fucking
thing. It just went straight to the trash.
Yeah.
I like the Far Cry game that I played. when him and I lived together. That was fun.
Was that three?
That was probably three.
Yeah.
Three,
yeah.
I think the three is the strongest one.
Yeah, three was the good one. Four was even good.
I haven't
three
been was better. Much into
gaming.
Yeah.
Sure.
San Andreas.
Okay.
Vice City is my favorite. If we go GTAs, it's Vice City. San Andreas just got, you could just do, there's just too much extra shit. It's like, I don't care about going to a gym and working out.
The best one's five.
No, it's Vice City.
Both wrong.
Yeah, five was
five was good, but Vice City was the best one.
See, I liked five because of the story.
Sure, it's good.
The whole story.
Vice City was a good story.
I don't remember it though.
Because
I played the shit out of five.
I'll be honest with you, Vice City might be one of the only story mode games I've ever played all the way through.
I cheated in both of those though.
Well, no shit.
San Andreas and Vice City.
That's just fun of it. You want the jetpack in San Andreas? You gotta have it.
But yeah, Vice City is one of the only ones I ever played the whole story all the way through.
Okay,
Gage. You're the video game.
So I'm a little more into video games than most, I would say. If we're talking all time, Road Rash is a lot of fun. It's a motorcycle racing game where you have weapons. You beat the shit out of each other. I love that on the PS1 to me was really big to me.
Did you like the Twisted Metals?
I love Twisted Metal. I have Twisted Metal Black on my PS4.
Remember when I got the third one, the new one.
Yeah. The originals were good.
I like the originals better than the. I don't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
New games just keep popping up that I remember. I used to play.
The original Twisted Metals for PlayStation 1 were better than the new one, I think.
I
like the original ones better.
To unpopular opinion, I like that PS3 Twisted Metal. Me and our friend Tyler played the shit out of that game, and we co-opted it the whole way through. That game is fucking awesome. I don't care what anybody says. I love that.
It was good. I liked the original one better.
Sure. I don't like the first one. I like 2 and I like 3. 4 is okay. Twisted Metal Black's awesome. It's available on PlayStation 4.
I didn't even realize they made that one, Twisted Metal.
The last one they made on the PS3 was the last one they've made. I still like it. I think it's great. I like the characters in that one. Going back to my list, I grew up with Twisted Metal also. So like those fun, stupid little beat everything up on the screen games were good. I played a lot of Soul Blade when I was a kid, Soul Calibur, Crash Bandicoot. All these games I would remember forever. Moving on, I played a shit ton of WWE games. Here Comes the Pain, Smack, Know Your Role. I think the first SmackDown game was just SmackDown. Those games were all fucking awesome to me. I played the shit out of them. And then I stopped playing games for a long time, and then Halo 2 came around, and I played the shit out of Halo 2. That's probably where all my time has been spent on video games has been Halo 2. There's another squirrel. Playing a game right now while we're talking about games.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah, playing some Pokemon Go. But, I mean, if we're talking favorite of all time, BioShock is probably my number one. BioShock Infinite is probably my number one. I love fucking BioShock Infinite. I recommend it to everybody. It's fantastic. Also up there, the Batman Arkham series, specifically if I had to pick one of the games, Arkham City is my favorite. Arkham Knight's close second.
Is that the first one?
The first one's good, and it's people like that one because it's linear. It's more linear than the other two. Because
really like the first one.
It's good, but I don't think it's the strongest one. I think the fleshing out of the characters in the other ones was made it better. Plus the combat upgrades were fantastic going forward.
Speaking of games, there's a ferret somewhere around here.
I'll have my ferret when we're done with this segment because
he keeps catching the fucking squirrels.
If I had to pick one of all time, it's BioShock Infinite. The gunplay is really good in the game, even though people don't think it's so. It's not the prettiest looking game. Like we talked about, what's important to games for you, it's gameplay is what's important to me.
Yeah, I like gameplay, like story.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, but if you're liking the story, it's different. This game has a good mix of story and gameplay, where it lacks on what it looks, how it looks. It still looks great, but it doesn't. It's not like it's gonna blow you away or anything.
Yeah,
it's a stylized look. But the mixture between the gunplay and the abilities you get as your character, as Booker DeWitt, they're fucking, it works phenomenally, and I love that game. Those are probably ones that stand out to me the most. I mean, I really like Resident Evil 4. I really like Grand Theft Auto 5. I think that's one of the best games that's come out in the last 15 years.
Because they're still adding.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. That game makes buku bucks. They don't have to worry about making any more Grand Theft Autos if they just keep the online service going, because that game's microtransactions are through the roof.
They literally add to it like every other week.
Right. And I'm sure there's more that I'm missing. That there's other games that I love that I'll just I'll overlook, I'm sure. But those are the ones that stand out to me. Now, if we're talking console-wise, my favorite console of all time is probably the Xbox 360. That's what kind of changed gaming for me. It's what made me into the gaming professional I am today.
Listen to this guy.
Yeah. I have been to three E3s. So when you go to E3, before this year at least, you had to be industry. You had to have clout to get in there. And I got in there. So that was tough.
Get in there!
Pretty much. So I'd say the 360. The plethora of games that they had that were, you know, fucking great. The online service was fantastic too. So I have some of the best gaming moments on the 360. Plus with Halo 3 and all that shit. So that would be my favorite one. You can make an argument for PlayStation 2. PlayStation 2 is one of the best consoles of all time. The Nintendo GameCube.
It's the best selling console of all time, isn't it?
PlayStation 2 is probably my fave.
I think they sold. I mean, if you're not talking like Game Boys and stuff, the best home console selling is PlayStation 2.
Because they had to stop making it because it continued to outsell the PS3.
Well, they didn't stop making PS2s until 4 years ago.
They stopped about a year before they came out.
That one I had games for it. That one I had the longest. My PlayStation 2.
I think the 360 I had the longest. Can you evolve it too?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Are you not going to have a ferret?
No, I'm not catching enough of them.
Oh, okay. 360, probably to me. The GameCube was great. Another game that I just totally forgot about, Super Smash Bros. Melee. Fucking love that game.
I've never been a big Nintendo fan.
And that's your opinion? You're allowed to have that? Yeah, but you're fucking wrong.
I know, because my Super Nintendo I used to play the shit out of, which I actually still have.
Yeah?
My Super Nintendo.
That's good.
I sold the regular NES.
I mean, those things hold up.
Yeah.
I mean, they all fail, but they all hold up.
Yeah.
So favorite consoles for you guys, sticking with the topic?
Probably PS2.
PS2?
Yeah. That was the one I had the longest until I literally played that. It was the same as my PS1. I literally played them until they broke.
Damn.
Like, PS1, it was the little spinner that held the disc. That's what snapped off.
Okay.
And the PS2 just stopped working.
Just stopped.
Yeah. It just stopped. I played the shit out of them.
Sure.
But then after the PS2, I got a 360.
Fuck yeah.
And I had the 360 for a fucking year, and then the 1 came out.
Yeah, I remember.
That was such trash.
PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 1?
Because it started off.
Last console. Well, it started off for you, at least.
Well, I mean, I had an N64, but...
Oh.
Well, I never had an N64.
I didn't have a 64 either.
I always played at a friend's house.
Never Same. Had a
64. But I loved my PS1.
Okay.
I just played the shit on my original Game Boy, too. Played that till it died. It's dead.
The black and white one?
Yep, the black and green. Like green hue to it.
Yeah. It didn't have a backlight or anything.
Yeah. Just Oh, yeah, I guess it's a great... Yeah.
It wasn't really like a... It was like black
Spider-Man game? That game sucked on that fucking Game Boy.
Well, that was a really bad Game Boy
game. On that one, I played a lot. I had... I had a Ken Griffey home run showdown.
Yeah, where you just fucking smack home runs.
You just literally just hit the fucking ball.
Yep.
That's all you did.
With I think that was on a different console also, but also on Game Boy. I don't know. But I remember that.
Didn't they have a PSP game for it too, like that?
Probably. I'm sure they did.
Okay. Any other video game stuff you want to talk? Anything video game wise you're into right now, excited for coming up? Any questions for me?
Still playing Resident Evil.
Okay.
Resident Evil's a great title. I want Injustice 2. I
fucking love it.
Injustice 2 looks good. I had a chance to play it recently. Game. It's fucking awesome.
You did the beta?
Uh-huh. Fucking
awesome. We did the...
What characters were you allowed to use?
Superman, Batman, Supergirl, Atrocitus, Blue Beetle.
Was that the one I missed the other night?
Probably.
The first hour?
Yeah.
I missed that one, yeah.
I think that was it. Supergirl's awesome. She's my favorite out of those.
Well, they make her out to be... She's the first commercial, it was her.
Well, yeah, she's in the reveal trailer. Also, they just added Black Canary to the beta, so I'm going to have to try her out. I think I'll get a chance to do that tonight. So
she looks sweet.
She looks cool. Anything else? Because you can hit me with all your questions.
Resident Evil 7 is good.
Oh, there's one of the fucking starters from Gold and Silver.
Oh, no.
Chikorita. Are you fucking with me, Chikorita? Let's fucking do this. If we're going to talk mobile games, Pokemon Go is up there.
And it's the best ever.
Like the longest running game that I've ever played on my phone.
Pokemon Go. Yeah. Also, I played a game called A Normal Lost Phone the other night. I'll show you this game when we finish up here. It is The basis is Shane's game's not working. The basis of the game is you find someone's phone, and when you load it up, it looks like a phone home screen, and you have to go through like their text messages and their pictures and their emails to figure out who's owned this phone and how to get it back to them. It's you have to tell the story by reading everything. It doesn't do anything for you, and it is very cool. I recommend that to a lot of people. It's only $3 in the App Store. Very awesome game.
I say another thing I'm looking forward to is Wildlands.
Wildlands looks good. We had a chance to play the beta there. The open beta starts in 2 weeks. If you like Division and you like Metal Gear or Just Cause,
Division was good, and that's why I think I like Wildlands.
Yeah, the gunplay's really
Wildlands
good.
Wildlands is bigger.
I think that's gonna do it for games, right?
This motherfucker better be outside.
I caught him finally. Again, if you have any questions before we get out of here, because I am deep in this shit.
I was just simple topic.
Okay. I understand. Segment 3's coming soon.
Welcome back.
We back.
Do now, another segment of
Torcast. We're doing a lot of favorites and bests.
We are.
We're about to do another one, but first we do have a fan question that kind of follows the theme of favorites and bests.
Yeah.
Fan questions from David.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for listening, David. Thanks for throwing out your fan question here. Appreciate it. He asks, what did he ask? Hold on. Let me see what he wrote specifically. So I know
this thing.
Still playing. Oh yeah, that's one of the legendary dogs. Dog.
Mm-hmm. Gen 2 didn't have birds; it had dogs,
which is fine.
They did a movie for the one.
Okay, David asks.
For that one, probably the second one.
We're still playing Pokemon Go. David asks, your favorite sushi item. Ooh. Shane, I'll give it to you first because I think it's pretty easy for you.
Fish.
Shrimp tempura.
Just say you don't like it.
You
don't eat shrimp.
Nope.
Sushi. So yours is shrimp tempura.
I like shrimp tempura, California rolls, because California rolls simple.
Yeah. Well, it was also shrimp tempura. Those are pretty basic sushi, though. See, that's horsey.
I don't eat a lot of different sushi. Salmon rolls, those are good.
I don't like salmon rolls.
I do.
Mine, specifically my favorite one, is there's a place in Front Royal called Mikado's, and they make a yummy yummy roll.
Are we talking like sushi place?
It's a hibachi. Hibachi grill. I like the yummy yummy.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what's in it. It's just good. I don't even know how to order it anywhere else because I don't know what the fuck.
Usually the only thing that I always get is when I go for sushi, I get shrimp tempura and California roll. Maybe a salmon roll thrown in.
I like shrimp tempura. Again, it's basic. It's easy.
But it's still sushi and it's good.
Right. So here's your fan question.
Do you eat tuna?
No.
Like for sushi, like tuna?
Nope.
I don't either. I've never eaten raw tuna.
I don't like tuna.
I feel like that freaked me out.
I don't even like tuna salad or whatever the fuck.
Like the tuna out of the can?
Yeah. I don't do
it's
that.
It's too fishy.
It's too much.
And I feel like tuna out of can, I had bad experience with in childhood because I eaten it before and I hated it.
Do you like fish?
Yeah.
I don't like fish.
I like fish.
I'm one of those guys that like, you eat fish, it just tastes like fish to me. They don't taste different.
I
don't have
fish.
That.
Yeah, I do.
I don't do it. Especially not,
You eat squid?
No.
Have you eaten it? Octopus.
I've had calamari, but again, it's probably just chicken and they call it calamari.
Eating octopus. It's good.
Yeah. I've eaten a lot of weird things. I don't like fish. And tilapia, I know, is a pretty new fish. I just don't get why it's so popular. I don't get it. Anything to add, Shane, with the fish?
Nope.
All right. Let's get in your segment then. Hit me with it.
What's your best sports memory?
You can't just ask a question. What are you going to introduce? What's going on here?
Hit
me. You're starting it.
Yes, I came up with a few questions sports related.
Okay.
That's what I do.
That's your thing.
Yeah, pretty much. For me, I was sitting thinking about Duke and Carolina playing a week, and it'd be something I'd love to see live.
Sure.
Never going to be able to because it's really expensive. And then I started thinking about what's the best sports memory I do have. And mine's actually bittersweet. But I can honestly say it is I got to see Ripken's streak end in person. The unbreakable streak I got to see end live.
So you're the curse.
Fuck you.
You fucked it up.
Along with 40-some thousand other people.
Yeah, I think it going on your track record of going to Orioles games, typically they lose when you go. I think you're bad luck for the Orioles.
Unless we're playing the Nats.
You should help me out and pick a new team so my team wins some more. Okay. Do you want us to answer first then, and then you ask us questions? How did you want to do that?
Sure.
I mean, it's your segment. Hey, go ahead. You okay?
I will follow up with whatever you say.
I'll go first then. Well, I guess second. So I really enjoyed, and I don't know if this counts in your sports category, but going to WrestleMania was fantastic.
Well, yeah,
same. That was gonna be mine.
Well, yeah, and then you went to 27 with us. We went. Me and Shane have been to 3 now. And seeing one at all, I thought was surprising to me.
It's something I never thought I'd ever get to do.
And I have a few things in my life that I'm like, I never thought I was going to get to do this, and I've done that. And I'm still young, considered. But I'm like, what the fuck's left?
We've had this conversation. Yeah,
right. So I was lucky enough. So been lucky enough to be to 3 WrestleManias. They haven't been particularly good, and a lot of people hate 27, but I think it's fucking great because I was fucking there, so I didn't care. Yeah, because I was there.
Much better live, I believe.
Yeah.
We all would agree.
So people sitting at home, they just hated it. I don't give a fuck. No. So those are really cool to me. Outside of that, seeing the Orioles in the ALCS, even though they lost, but just being there in the playoff game with the Orioles, and I'm like, this is sweet because I haven't seen these guys win in forever.
I've been fortunate enough to be in 2.
Right. And speaking along those lines, I've seen every pro team I like play in person. I've been very fortunate. Mm-hmm. So I've seen Orioles, Ravens. I've seen the Celtics, even though they lost.
I only haven't seen one team.
I've seen the Capitals. And then another thing, and this is just kind of like, it's not like a super important thing or anything, but like being a part of Kent State's fan
That'd be sweet.
Section
yeah.
when... Because when I went to school, when I started school there, they didn't really have a fan section. No one gave a shit about what was going on. People liked basketball, but they didn't like get up and get crazy. And then part of my fraternity were like, "Well, we're gonna fucking change that." So we started off with our own initiative to make a student section, and they called it. We first called it the Cowbell Crew because we would take a cowbell to the fucking stadium events, God. And before you know the game would start, we would fucking hit that cowbell the whole fucking time. Because then when the game was going, you can't have cowbells; it's illegal.
Yeah,
they've taken them from us. I've been a part of handing over a cowbell to a security guard.
Can't have those type noisemakers.
Right. And so even to the point where the school made us shirts of Will Ferrell playing a cowbell from Saturday Night Live, the Blue Oyster Cult segment, and it said Cowbell Crew on it. And then the following season, it was the Crew. So they changed the logo to a Kent State logo and said the Crew on it. That was their student section, was the Crew. And we got away with fucking murder. At those student sections, I crowd surfed for the first time in a basketball stadium. It was dangerous as fuck. Have you ever crowd surfed?
No,
either of you. There was a part where I'm being moved along, and they're moving me towards a patch of all girls, and I'm like, I'm looking at them because I'm trying to figure out where I'm going, and they look at me. And they're like, "Oh no, we're not gonna catch them." And I'm like, "They're not gonna catch me. Move me back this way." So eventually, we did move me back, and again, got in trouble for that. Security did not want me crowd surfing on a bleacher section like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, have crowd surfed at a football game. Don't recommend.
40 feet above the ground or whatever.
They also did the thing where they scored a touchdown. They're like, "All right, 7 points." So they put me on people's like shoulders and stuff, and like were pushing me into the air, counting off like how many. So like I at the time I felt like I was being on a human trampoline. And they're like 27, 28, 29.
Were you just the smallest guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
Just the skinniest. But it was cool, and there's a really cool picture of it online. And then we had the sign for the Akron game. I told you about this.
Yeah, the ugly.
It's Akron chicks are fat. And we had a big ass sign. There's a ladybug. We had a big ass sign that said Akron chicks are fat when we played Akron. And Akron visited us. Like, they had their own student section there too. So we're yelling at them. We have this huge 50 foot giant ass sign that says Akron chicks are fat spray painted on. And we were on national TV. We were on ESPN. And we were right behind one of the baskets. So you could just see.
Oh, it was a basketball game?
Uh huh.
Oh, God.
Akron chicks are fat. On ESPN, the commentators are talking about it, and like there's a script out there of what their call of the game, and I read it back because we were at the game. Obviously, we didn't hear it. When security tried to take it from us, we got a little smart. We started to pass the sign up through the crowd, so they would have to come into the crowd to come get it. So it's at the top of the bleachers. So the commentary was like, "Oh, and the fans are rolling out a huge sign. Let's." Akron chicks, oh my God. All right, and security is taking it away, putting it into this. They're moving the sign up the crowd there. Those moments stick out to me. As far as sports moments and attending them, those are fucking, I will never forget those moments. Being at WrestleMania, seeing the Orioles play in the playoffs until they win something, that's fine. And then being part of Kent State's. And again, it's a small school. We had a huge rivalry. I mean, it all, it, it was all great. I loved every minute of it. Sorry if I went on too long, but that was
no.
That was the point. That's it for me. Fucking ladybug caught him. Fucking hit him. I let him. I want more of these bastards. Anthony.
WrestleMania.
Why?
The only WrestleMania I've ever been to. He ran.
Fucking ran.
It's the only WrestleMania I've ever been to.
Honestly, can
only one I probably have. I mean, I won't say ever go to because I'm sure
maybe we'll go again.
I'm sure we may go again.
But did honestly any of the three of us ever sit and think we'd ever be at one?
No.
No, I mean it's something I watched.
Because I'd never even been to a wrestling event.
Really? WrestleMania was your first
time? I had never been to a WWE event until then.
I'd never been to a wrestling event, like watch wrestling live, and WrestleMania was the first one.
I went to a few Raws. Here
could never. I've been to Starrcade, but I had never been until we went.
And the other thing, probably, I mean, it's not as exciting because I haven't been to like a lot of sporting events, and mainly the ones I go to are just normal games.
Mm-hmm.
Last year when Shane and I went to the Nats playoff game. Games are just different.
They're very different.
Oh, they're and I didn't. They're different. And it's even more different when it's your team.
Yeah, no, when it's your team. But just the fact that, I mean, I was cheering for the Nats.
Well, the atmosphere is totally different.
That's what it was. The atmosphere.
And you get caught up.
When I went in there, like being a Yankees fan, I went in there like I was pulling for the Nats. I was just a baseball fan.
Sure.
The atmosphere is just different at playoff games, and I've never been to one. That was the first one.
I like it a lot. Yeah. I think it's great.
What is the best atmosphere you've been to? I mean, you're probably going to say the basketball game or something at school.
It's either the Kent State basketball game seeing the Orioles in the playoffs, the whole stadium's decked out in black and orange. Everyone's got a fucking towel out. Everyone's cheering. Because, I mean, you go to Orioles games and you sit down, you watch the game. Everyone's fucking cheering the whole fucking time. And that was I have never raining. Seen Ken.
That's what I compared it to when I went to the Nats game with Shane last year.
Right.
Like, you compare it to a regular baseball game, like, even if I'm going to watch, like, the Yankees-Orioles play, mm-hmm. It's still a normal game.
Right.
Like, Orioles fans are cheering for them. There's Yankees fans in there obviously cheering. But, like, a Nats playoff game, everybody is focused on that one
team.
They're
out of their seats. They're fucking jumping around.
Like, it's to the point where if you go to a normal game, like, you have your sections of one team, and then you have your sections of the home team.
Sure.
And then when you're in a playoff game, it's literally just all one fucking team.
It's fucking awesome. And it drowns
out everything.
And like I said, I've never seen Camden Yards look like that. So it was a surprise to me. WrestleMania is a good atmosphere, too, just because you have 60,000 people between those two numbers cheering for one thing or two things.
I went to a UNC, the first college basketball game I went to, I got to go see UNC and UVA, and that tops the cake.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine. I mean, from being at a small school basketball team.
I mean, and it was the last year UVA's arena used to be called U-Haul.
Right.
It was small, compact. You were right on top of everybody before they moved into their new 15,000 seat huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was loud because Carolina's Carolina. I don't care who what their record is. You want to stomp them in the ground.
Yes.
And every time. Of course, UVA won. But it was a hell of an atmosphere. But nothing tops the cake probably of seeing the O's in the playoffs.
Kind of upset you guys didn't mention going to baseball games with me. When Shane, you got inebriated, and your friend, when we went on the party bus, got inebriated, almost got us thrown out.
Why?
That guy disappeared when we got off the bus. I didn't even know who that guy was.
Like, really?
Yeah.
He seemed to know us pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, he knew us, but like, I had no idea who that guy was. The reason that I got on that bus was the guy that was running the whole thing was Mom's friend.
Right.
From when she used to work at the old restaurant she worked at. It was his friend. He's the one that we got the tickets from, so we went with him. And then he, like, had a bunch of his friends and stuff and people he knew getting on the bus. That guy, when we got off the bus, fucking disappeared.
All I remember.
And then all of a sudden comes back wearing a goddamn, like, Yankees helmet.
So, Shane, imagine we're sitting.
A fucking helmet.
We're down third baseline. And then that section there, we're closer to the.
We're
in the middle, I guess.
We're like, four rows from, the end of the first section.
Right.
So the ramp was behind us, and then it went up under the.
We're sitting there, me and Anthony, watching Yankees Orioles. Fine. All of a sudden, we hear.
Balls to the wall!
Get him, A-Rod! And all that shit, just fucking yelling. And then fucking A-Rod sucks! or else over and over. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
He tried to start a Jeter blows and A-Rod sucks chant.
And then we turn around and I'm like, who the fuck is this moron yelling? Oh, that's a guy we brought.
That's a guy that was on the fucking bus that we came with.
Not wearing all of the same clothes we brought him. He went to the shop, bought a shirt, bought one of the hard hats, not like a regular Yankees hat, like a hard hat, like a construction worker hat that's a Yankee
dark
thing
blue
on it,
and it's got a New York logo on the front of it.
And I'm like, where the fuck? I think he had like a foam finger. Like,
where the hell did he get that in Camden Yards?
I don't know.
Dude, I have no idea.
Or maybe he bought Oriole stuff. I don't remember. But then he wasn't a fan of either team. He was like a Blue Jays fan.
He was cheering on
the whole bus ride.
Else.
It was Blue Jays, Blue Jays, Blue Jays. I'm like, okay, well, we're fucking seeing the Orioles and the goddamn Yankees, whatever. But goddamn, if that dude didn't get drunk faster than anybody, because he was fucking rolling. And then Shane, we saw Jeter's last game in Baltimore.
Why we always bring this up this fucking story? Why?
Because you wanted to kiss me. That might be one of my favorite moments. Almost kissing Shane at a sports game.
I don't remember this.
I know you don't, because you passed out in the fucking van.
Oh, I was out.
On the way home.
True. I was drunk.
So back to your, oh my God, there's a fucking whooper.
A whooper?
What? A whooper. We're still playing Pokemon Go. If you're listening to the whole supercut of the episode, we've been playing Pokemon Go through the whole thing.
Yeah,
so, Shane, back to you. What were you saying about, I think we got on a tangent there when I mentioned the going to the games with you guys, having two very different experiences, but kind of the same at the same time. With the drunks around.
I forgot about that.
It would be a little bit different. Honestly, dude, you don't know. And
I forgot about
a little bit. We still had to take him home. He was, security was standing next to him. Every time he was cussing, they were like, hey, language.
Oh, there it is.
And that's when he started saying balls to the wall. It didn't make any fucking sense.
He literally, that was the first thing he said when he came out of nowhere. Like, walked behind, he knew where we were sitting and stood there. Balls to the wall!
Yeah. It was just like, what in the fuck?
Who's this asshole?
Oh, shit. And he came with us.
And it was a Saturday game.
At least Yankees I wasn't mouthy.
You threw ketchup on a person.
I didn't throw it. I just dropped it.
Yeah.
At least it was a Yankees fan.
Shit. Anything else you wanted to get into with the sports stuff? We still have some time.
So, okay, we talked about what we... Oh, it ran away.
You lost the whooper?
Yeah. You didn't get the whoops.
I got the whoops on the first ball.
Fuck y'all. Okay, so we talked about stuff we've been to. Now, what is something... I know for... Like, you want to see your teams in the World Series or play for the Super Bowl. So what is something you want to see and hope to see before you kick the bucket?
Being at a sporting event?
Yes.
I'd like to see something that doesn't happen often. Like, I mean... The World Series, going to see my team, that would be fucking incredible. Or getting Super Bowl tickets if the Ravens are playing would be fucking incredible. But something like, if I was at a game and someone hit a cycle,
right,
I wouldn't forget that. If there's a record broken at a game.
Or a perfect game.
Every time I go, I'm like, and they get through the first inning without, you know, a hit or a walk, I'm like, here it is.
Could this be it?
This is the perfect game.
It's not.
It never is. But yeah, something like that. It's something that doesn't happen often, I would... I'd want to be a part of. Anthony.
I don't think... I'm pretty sure even on the same level, I've never been to a baseball game that's ended in like a walk-off home run.
I've had opportunities to go this past year where someone's like, hey, I got a ticket. Do you want to go? I'm like, nope. And then they go, and then it's a walk-off.
I don't think I've ever been to a game where it's been a walk-off home, like a walk-off
the
home
Jeter
run.
Game
because when it's a home run... When it's a home run or like a walk-off like that, like the stadium loses their shit.
Yeah.
And that's when it's like the best.
I don't remember the Jeter game being a walk-off.
So I've never been to a game like that. Obviously, like, Super Bowls, World Series.
Sure. I mean, those are just easy.
I would just like to go to... I was supposed to go... Mom and I looked up tickets before the stadium got torn down to one of the last games at the old Yankee Stadium. But they were fucking outrageous.
I believe it.
And we were going to go. But I would at least like to... And I'm sure that I can, and I'm sure that I will... just go to a game in New York. I've never been to that stadium.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a fan, and I've never been to that stadium.
Well, lucky for us, it's only 6 hours from here.
I've never been to New York. Period.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've visited.
I've been through New York.
Yeah, I haven't stopped for a long period of time. But
I used to ride in the truck when Dad was a tractor trailer driver.
Really?
And he had to drive up down the East Coast.
That's fucking cool.
I've been through New York.
Stopped. I got at a McDonald's in the Bronx once. Sketchiest McDonald's I've ever been to.
I'm sure.
I
mean, places like that. I'd also like to visit like historical ballparks.
Sure.
Wrigley. I always want to do that. Yeah.
I've got a friend who's working on seeing all 30 stadiums right now. I think it's at 26. Damn. He's been doing it every summer for like the last couple years.
Yeah, I'd like to travel to a couple of those.
Yeah, I'd like to see Wrigley. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see New York. If I can go to a Boston game, fine. Not that like they're super important to see to me or anything, but it's just like, oh,
no, it's here just it is. The nostalgia of the stadium.
Yeah.
Like, you want to go to see it.
Shane, what you got?
Duke UNC game.
Okay, so
if Duke UNC. If I could go to anything, it would be that. It has been very hard for me the last 3 years to not go.
Sure.
I looked up tickets last night. The cheap, what you, ballpark, what's the cheapest ticket you think?
$150.
I'd go for $150.
Because he would have been.
Yeah, that's true. $330.
I'd consider that too.
$600.
$555.
Fucking A. That's probably, yeah, that's top level, right?
Well, it's only two. The Dean Dome's only, you got your, and then up.
Right.
It's, there isn't even. Okay. It's not big. Yeah.
Now, what if you had the opportunity to do that, to see Duke UNC play at Duke, though?
I'd still go.
You still go?
Okay.
I just wanted to be sure. Would you go in wearing a UNC shirt?
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to ask. I just wanted to see. I
would love it. I'd probably love going there more. Just, fuck you.
But what if they win? Well, what if Duke wins? Then you're like, all right, hang, put my jacket on, hang my head, get out of here quickly.
I mean, I bet, yeah.
Take your stickers off your car.
I don't have any of those. No. But I would just, I don't know, I'd love to.
Okay.
It's just something that, I mean, because like you said earlier, I mean, if I go down, if you asked me 10 years ago to write a bucket list, well, let's see. I've seen the Orioles in the playoffs twice.
Sure.
I've seen UNC live twice. I've been to 3 WrestleManias. I mean, what?
You run out of things.
I mean, for me, it would be the Duke UNC game. Probably just going to the 500 just to say I've been there.
Sure.
And then it would be seeing my teams play for a championship.
Okay.
But, I mean, realistic, I know the only one we would ever have a shot would probably be the Orioles. To get World Series. I mean, Super Bowl tickets.
You can get Super Bowl tickets. People act like it's tough. It's not bad to get a Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah, but Baltimore's 2 hours.
You also
have,
true.
Down and back. You don't have to pay plane, hotel. We're never getting a Super Bowl in our backyard.
What?
Maybe.
Probably not.
I don't know. If they did that one outdoors in New York.
That's true.
When the Skins put up that new stadium, they might.
That's true. Okay. Yeah, I can see those. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff I'd still want to do. But again, I went to WrestleMania. I've seen the Ravens win a Super Bowl, even though I wasn't there. Watched the Celtics win a fucking championship. I've been to E3 for media reasons. I didn't just get to like, oh, here you go, champ. You want a fucking pass to get an E3? No, like I went and did the stuff that people don't do. I've been very fortunate. Boy, like, yeah. We all have.
To only be in our, you know, we're sitting here trying to add stuff to a bucket list that is short because at 26, 27, yeah. It's like, you know, there's people 60, 70 years old that can't say they've done half the stuff we've done.
Sure. Yeah, there's gaming publications that I've done way more than that have real outlets.
Well, how many people are wrestling fans every year that never get to go?
Right.
To wrestle? And we've been, you and I have been to 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been very fortunate.
You know, and you got to think in a couple years when they're going to go to Atlanta when they, you know, down there, new stadium.
Hot Atlanta.
Talk to old, you know.
What is his name? Becky? Bucky? What's his name?
You have to ask Ethan.
What was the homeless guy's name?
I'm not sure what that guy's name
was.
Yeah,
you have to ask Ethan.
Okay.
Because I was continuously yelling at him over his shoulder. Close the fucking window.
He wanted in.
I was just pumping gas.
Apparently he's got a hose in Winchester.
Yeah, right.
Anything else you wanted to go add on to?
No, that's it.
Okay. Think we had a solid show here, guys.
Always do.
I think we delivered the best content in this living room.
Yeah, right.
Make sure you're subscribed and downloading and listening across iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Also, like us on Facebook. There's another scroll. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Torcast. And on Twitter, we're at Torcast. Follow us there, even if you're not Spanish Torcast. We're all over the place. Make sure you find us. Tell your friends. Share us around. We might have some things coming up that you could see us at. If you're a fan,
hopefully.
And we might, and also I'll probably record something at the beginning of this video, but we have, or podcast, we have two new videos up. If you remember the last episode, I talked for a long time about how I was working on two videos and they were kicking my ass because my computer was fucked up. They're done. They're up on our YouTube channel. You can find it. Just search Torcast on YouTube. I'm working on a few things there, so it'll be easier to find. It is, I've got Ethan and Anthony playing Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time and Octodad. And those fucking videos are A+, very funny, number one, should be seen by all. We'll have more videos in the future. We're working on getting a lot of new content out for people. But goddamn it, those videos are great. Wouldn't you agree, Anthony?
Oh, they're fucking hilarious.
See?
I've watched them both probably like 10 times.
Buku bucks of times. They're great.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure some of those views are from me and Ethan, but still.
Well, shit, you guys.
Just go watch them.
The Facebook views, you guys are killing them. Bringing in a lot of good stuff there. A lot of good. All right, everybody. That is it. Goodbye.
See ya.